All right, let's first talk through some of the most important meteorological variables to use when assessing how efficient a storm is at producing heavy precipitation. The first variable, precipitable water, can be thought of as the queen of precipitation efficiency parameters. It is one of the better, if not best, indicators for alerting you to the potential for a heavy rainfall event. Because PWAT values vary greatly across the country, it's really important to always compare your PWAT values to the local climatology for that area, most often via the SPC Precipitable Water Climatology webpage. Studies have found that the environment is favorable for flash flooding when PWAT exceeds the 75th percentile compared to your local climatology. The warm cloud layer can be thought of as the next most important piece for diagnosing the flash flood threat. Remember that the warm cloud layer is the layer from the LCL to the freezing level, and you can calculate it by taking the difference between the two. Having a deeper, warm cloud layer gives cloud droplets more time to undergo warm rain processes that result in efficient rainfall production. For a favorable flash flood environment, we'd like the warm cloud layer to be as close to or greater than 10,000 feet. Alright, now we get to the lesser value but still important pieces. CAPE is necessary as you need instability for storm development and maintenance. For flash flooding, we like to look at most unstable CAPE, as any parcel can be lifted to cause flash flooding. Specifically, we like to focus on the overall shape of the CAPE profile first. We want to see that long, skinny profile so a parcel has plenty of time to experience warm rain processes. If the CAPE profile is too large, a parcel will be rocketed up into higher levels of the storm where ice and hail production dominate instead. Conversely, if you have very little CAPE, you'll end up with weak storms that struggle to produce significant rainfall rates. As for actual values, MU CAPE between roughly 500 to 2,000 joules per kilogram has often been observed with flash flood events, but the most important favorable cue for you is the overall shape. The last piece we like to consider is what are our low and mid-level relative humidities like? We want to see high relative humidities through a deep layer to reduce entrainment of dry air. High relative humidity also reduces evaporative cooling that leads to cool downdrafts that can cut off warm, moist storm inflow. Flash flooding is favorable when the mid and low relative humidities are greater than 70%,